Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 660. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan.
Hello.
Back.
You were gone on holiday.
Yeah, I took a vacation. For
2 weeks, and you're back now.
I was a week.
Felt like two.
Yeah, we left on Saturday and came back on Saturday.
You missed one episode, but gone 2 weeks.
It seems like it, right?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't talked to you in 2 weeks, it seems like.
That's not true either. We text, but
yeah, we'll actually talk on, you know, we don't really talk on the phone, but
we text. Yeah, we don't. I pretty much only talk on the phone to friend of the show, Marshall 205. I don't talk to really anybody else. Mm-hmm. He's a big phone guy though.
Yeah.
He likes to run his mouth.
Imagine.
I can't do that through text as much. Too much incriminating evidence.
Yeah. You went on holiday, came back. I went on holiday and came back.
Yeah. So it's been a what's the best way for me to say this? It's been an inconsistent time for us, but we should be back to normal now.
Yeah, because I'm not doing anything I think Thanksgiving we may be going away. Thanksgiving week.
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere. So I'll be around. And hopefully things will get back to a regular cadence and we'll level out. Most of it's on me, but I've had everything in the world going on. So, but I think we're back to everything being regular and laid back, and you should expect it every Monday at 6 a.m. going forward.
Yep. So I went to the beach, our normal spot. We go to Destin, Florida.
Got sand everywhere.
No, actually we didn't. The beach was closed the first couple of days because it had two red flags up. So they didn't want nobody in the water, and it was riptides. And then they opened the beach up, but then it was red and purple, which means don't go in the water. There's wildlife in here. So apparently there was a lot of jellyfish and sharks were swimming around. So we didn't actually go onto the beach at all.
Sharks are fine. One should not mess with jellyfish.
Yeah. And I only seen, like, every day we'd drive up and down the coastline. It's like a big 10-mile. I should say 10 miles, average it out. And you just seen people like on the beach, but nobody really in the water. We saw maybe 100 people out of 10 miles in the water, but they were like feet deep. No one was like all the way in until the last day.
When I was at the beach, the man of wars, Portuguese man of wars, those were, I guess, in season, but you just see them washed up all over the beach. And I think those are like super painful.
Yeah. So we did
never saw one in the water.
So we did the pool pretty much every day.
It just doesn't hit as hard though.
It doesn't.
I mean, it's still fun. It just doesn't hit as hard as like having that real, there's something about the ocean. I only like it for 15, 20 minutes, but I like it. I don't want to be in it all day.
I'll go out there for, I like it. I try to do like a 15-minute, 20-minute timer in water if I go to the pool or to the beach, and I'll go out, rest for 15, 20 minutes, go back in. I'll do that a couple times, at least get about 2 hours worth in.
What's the deepest you'll go comfortably?
In the ocean?
Yeah.
Neck. I have to be standing neck wise. If I go down, I can still see. That's about it.
That's as far as I want to go. I will say the currents are no joke. You do have to pay attention. So I'll go neck deep, but I mean, if a wave comes and pulls you, I mean, you'll lose your footing for a second, and then you can kind of easily get back to where you can touch again.
Yeah.
But I see how if you got too far out, it can get sketchy real quick.
And see, I'm also the ones, I always want someone behind me. So I always make sure there's people, not one person. I always want two or three people behind me.
Further than you?
Yeah, about 5 to 10 feet further back than me.
Yeah. I like to pick a person on the beach and keep myself centered with that person, like a person that's laying out. And I keep myself centered with that person to make sure I'm not drifting.
Yeah, I've had that happen where I had my wife in one spot and then I'm out there just like playing around. I look over. She's like 30 feet to the right. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah. Yeah. So I try to take someone to keep me centered. Now I will say, if you have like fins or something, swimming is so much easier. that you can get a little deeper. Like if you're snorkeling or something, you can get a little deeper and get back and not a problem. But yeah, if you're just out there, you gotta respect the ocean.
Yeah. See, I like the boogie boards thing. When I go out there, I took a boogie board this time, but we of course didn't get into water. We did eat. We did brunch pretty much every day and then a dinner. So we ate around like 10:30, 11 o'clock. Then again, around 5:30, ate a bunch of different places. Some of the usual, some new places. It was good. We cruised the strip a bunch with the sunroof down, windows, music.
Did you rent a car?
No, I took my car.
Okay.
Yeah, because I can pretty much get down there on one tank.
Yeah.
Don't have to fill up. We stopped at Cracker Barrel on the way down, on the way back. Instead of eating just fast food, we wanted to eat something good. Let's see. There was way more bikes and way more electric scooters than I've ever seen this last time I went.
It's coming around.
Yeah, and I wanted to take the electric scooter, but I didn't have room in the car. So I had it all packed up and I tried to get it. It just didn't work for me to put in the car. It was just too packed.
Would you still have to rent another one though?
She wouldn't have rode one.
Oh, won't ride one.
Yeah, no, she won't ride one.
So you would just scoot her and leave her?
It'd have been fine because I did some little walking, like I'd walk around the block or something. She would just sit on the back porch. It's just right across the street from the ocean or from the Gulf.
You just out there, but I envision her sitting on the balcony and you just busting hot laps on the scooter.
Yeah. I really wanted because especially the one I had has a light. So at night, it would have been really cool. Just go up and down. There was there was a bunch of people on scooters going up and a bunch of bike riders. And
also talking about night, 10 out of 10 scary is the ocean at night.
Yeah, no one goes out there. Well, I would say out there. People go out there, but I don't
know. People go to the beach. People don't get in the water at night.
No, they don't. They might get their feet in there. The water is
truly terrifying at night. It turns black, and you can't see anything.
Right.
And things that aren't out during the day are out. Mm-hmm.
You can't. We went to one of the pizza places there. It's like Graffiti's Pizza. And they have, because you're saying at night, so we're there at night, and they have cameras underneath the piers, like showing like a live feed of it, and you just see all like the crazy wildlife like fishing around, going around, and you can barely see anything that's in there.
There's no way. It takes a special human to be like, I'm going swimming at night. Mm-hmm. I'm sure people do, but just all the crabs and everything that aren't out during the day that you see, like you'll go, and if you have a light, the way everything scurries away, you're like, it's a different world out here at night. So that's not for me.
We'll be back there
during the day, no more than neck deep.
Yeah, we'll go. We're gonna go back. We talked about trying to maybe next year we're gonna have more family coming, so we're gonna try to see if we can rent a house like on the beach itself and see like the night, because I've been down there. I've walked down there a little bit on the pier. And just looked out there and just seen people walking up and down the beach, but you could barely see them. The only way you can tell is that they got their flashlight on their cell phone. It's really the only way you can see anybody walking on the beach.
So are you getting back in the swing of everything?
As of, you mean?
Like just work and settling back in off of vacation. You just got back yesterday.
Yeah, we got back late last night, like 9 o'clock at night.
So you're not like, are you going back tomorrow to work? But you're not like, so you haven't adjusted to be like, it's work time again yet.
No. And I've already looked at my emails and my phone. I've missed a bunch of phone calls, text messages, and emails. So I'm sure I might have a lot of stuff to do. Then we have a new person that started last week.
Is she working tomorrow also?
Yeah.
So you are just right back at it. Like you have today to do laundry and whatnot, and then it's just turn around and go right back. That sucks.
But she's doing laundry now. I can hear it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a tight turnaround. Now, because of that, there's a Lego convention, and you're not going to be able to go to it.
No, I'm not. And I found it and sent it to you guys earlier this year.
Yeah. And now you can't go.
Yeah. And then a friend of the show, Marshall 205, promised he was going to take his son to this time. Like that.
He acted real bummed out that he couldn't go.
Yeah, because he had to work.
Yeah, he did have to work. But what I tried to explain to him is I did go. I soloed it up. What I tried to explain to him is like, you, if there's one thing you want, I can look for it, but it's not that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't know what's going to be there. You kind of just have to go look. And then there's a lot of things that are eBay prices.
Yeah.
But it's in front of you. You can see the quality. You can see the box, everything like that. So sometimes it's worth paying eBay prices to like have your hands on the one you're getting.
Because you can inspect it. You can look at it and say.
No deceiving pictures. It doesn't have to go through the post office. Like, you have it.
Yep.
Plus you get that instant gratification of, I spent the money, I have the thing. And I would say most prices are eBay prices. There weren't a lot of deals to be had there. Mm-hmm. One thing I thought was okay pricing, and I didn't even check because it wasn't something I was interested in, but they had the gift with purchase Space Baby. I think I saw it for $30.
Yeah.
I thought that was a fair price.
Yeah. Cause they re-released it.
Yeah. I thought that was a fair price. Now the Moon Car, only one booth had it, and they had it for $75, and that did not seem fair to me. It was actually one of the higher priced sets, and I wonder if it's because it was the redemption and not the gift with purchase. Right. You had to use the insider points for it. They had a whole shelf that was nothing but gift with purchases and insider point stuff, and it was like one of the highest things over there. And I thought that was odd because it's not old. I mean, that was like 2 months ago. 3 months ago.
You could have got it, yeah.
It's 2,000 points. I guess maybe some people don't have 2,000 points. I don't know. $75 seemed high. It seems like the people at an event like that would have spent that money.
They probably spent $50 on it. And if,
yeah.
Because a lot of times what they'll do is they'll go locally and buy a bunch of stuff on like Facebook Marketplace and then turn around and sell it. That's what one guy told me he does.
Yeah.
He was like, man, I just buy everything around here, like, cheap and then bring it here and sell it and make some money on it.
But he told me that he didn't know what he would even want. I didn't ask you because I actually thought you were going today. I didn't know you weren't going today until we started recording. Because I could have just waited and we probably could have ran up there and ran back.
Yeah. I think about that.
But I didn't either because I already thought you were going. So I thought you already had plans to go today. So I was like, I'll just run over there. Let me say this. It wasn't worth the admission and the drive for what I bought. But part of me wanted to just support it so that it comes back.
Yeah. So, yeah, because the Brick Universe one we went to last year.
I think they're in Atlanta. I went
the year before then.
Year before, yeah. I think they're in Atlanta was the closest. Is that right?
Yeah. For some reason, they just didn't do it this year because they normally do it.
Yeah. I assume it's just because they don't have enough. There was not, I was there towards the end, but there was not a big turnout. So when I was there, hopefully it did all right. But when you factor what I paid for the few minifigures I bought, which is the farmer's market carry guy, the turkey girl, the pea girl and corn guy. When you factor in what I paid plus my ticket, I honestly probably spent more than I would have on eBay.
Right.
But I want to support it. You know, there is a part of me that feels like we should be doing a booth at events like that because I don't think it's that hard. You know, you just have to spend a lot of money up front like any other business. And then after that, you're fine because as you're buying new sets, you're selling older sets. So the money is in just that initial setup and needing to buy, you know, 100 sets and have them all sit.
That's what a lot of them do. They'll find sets on sale at Walmart or Target, yeah, and they'll go and buy those and then turn around and sell them at a sticker price. They're still making a profit.
Yeah, it's not big money, but it's something and your shelves are full. The other thing is you can buy two of them, put one of them on the shelf, try to recoup a little money, and the other one can sit. Because in 3 years you can put $40-$50 markup on it.
Yeah.
And you got it, you know, a little discount plus you got $50 on it. You know, now you're making $70-$80 on a set that you shouldn't make that much on. But those first few years are probably rough. But minifigures to me are where the money's at.
Yeah, that's where I wish I had the money to open up like a brick and minifigure store. Like I've looked at it every now and then. I just wish I did. That's what we're missing here. We have like a couple of the toy stores in here, but like the one that does Lego. I mean, it's they also do like the Magic the Gathering. They always have little card tournaments in there. Then his prices are basically eBay prices. They're good market prices on it.
I don't have a problem with eBay prices in a situation like that. I'm okay with it. Because if eBay was more expensive, they should just sell it there.
Yeah.
You know, if that was going to be the case, I have no problem with it. Because again, I think you're paying to be able to inspect it, to be able to have it now. Now, if I could go on eBay and find one cheaper, I think it's a tough sell for me. Because I'll just order the one off eBay.
Yeah.
As long as it's sealed. But like a loose minifig, I probably won't buy it off eBay. There are too many fakes. Like the one of the minifigures I wanted yesterday was $75. I didn't buy it, but I could get the fake off of eBay for like $6. You're never going to know when you look at it. You would know, but like the average person's never going to know. But I would know. And anyone who picked it up who does a lot of Lego would know.
Yeah, you can tell.
But you know, that's tough, right? If that's a big markup, you know, $75 for something I know they paid $4 for, it's a hard pill to swallow. So I just couldn't do it. It was one of the more expensive minifigures I saw that wasn't Star Wars. They had stuff from release series one though. I mean, they had really old minifigs.
There's still a few older minifigures I still want to get.
Yeah. And there was a place selling sealed packs and they had a bunch of the different series, but I got feels about that because you know, they know what's in them.
Yeah.
They're not going to let you scan them, but you know, they know what's in them.
Was it the polybags or the box?
The polybags.
Yeah. Cause you know, I remember that some of those you can tell by the braille.
Yeah. So, you know, they know what's in them and you know, if it was super rare and expensive, they would have opened it and put it on a shelf.
Mm-hmm.
To resell,
or you could feel it. You could feel like the horns or the.
Oh yeah, dude! I used to fill up those packages. I looked like the biggest creeper in the world back when this. I would just be in Walmart massaging a bag, and I'm like, "Does this feel like corn?"
Right.
You know. And then you get home, and you're like, "Damn, it's an airplane!" You know, that's how it went.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many times I got fooled by a skateboard or something like that.
If you try to do it at, remember when we had Toys R Us? If you try to do it there, they would tell you stop doing it. If they walk by, now, I remember trying to do that a couple times.
I'll tell you one thing that was surprisingly expensive everywhere I saw yesterday were the Ninja Turtle minifigures. They're expensive.
Because they're making a big comeback now.
Like, I don't think I saw them less than $20 anywhere each. Which their I sets. Have Donatello, but I want them all.
Yeah, their sets are coming back. Like there's a market for them. People are looking for them.
I'm not going to pay $60 to get the other because I think I bought that one the first year you and I went to I bought him then and I think he was like $10.
You know that Lego lightsaber that I bought with you?
Yeah.
Can't find it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. I'm missing that and two brickheads, two Star Wars brickheads that I know I have them. I remember getting them and they're in a box somewhere or a tote somewhere. I have to dig through them. I must have put them in the wrong tote because I have a gift with purchase tote and then I have a brick like three brickhead totes. And I must have put them in one of the other ones I have.
There was one booth yesterday that had brickheads, like a ton of them. There weren't, most booths didn't have many of them. I will say that lightsaber is the first thing that I think I've ever been around you where I could tell if you didn't buy that, you were going to be some type of way.
Yeah.
Like we walked away and it was like still bothering you.
Mm-hmm.
I could tell like that was going to be like a deal breaker. I hate stuff like that because I just know when I walk away, someone's going to buy it. And then no one else will have it. And I'll be like, I should have just freaking bought it. It's what I wanted anyways.
Yeah. I have that. I tell the story all the time. The dark Deadpool duck is the one I'm fucked up on.
Yeah.
Wanted it. I saw it. It was $75. I was like, well, he's busy. I'll come back. Went to another booth, then came back and it was gone.
You should have been standing there with money out in there.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what happens. When you see something you really want and it's a price you can afford, you should just go ahead and buy it.
Yeah.
Because that's what happens. If you see one somewhere else and it's $5 cheaper, oh well.
Yeah.
At least you got it.
I literally watched a video of a guy buying a Pokemon card, and he bought it from one booth and then went down, and then he came back and it was like, yeah, I want to return this because they have it for like $2 to $3 cheaper. He's like, no, all sales are final. Like, give me my money. He made a big like deal out of it. I was like, Jesus.
That you have to be okay with that in a place like that.
Yeah, if you're going to a big convention like that, you're gonna that'll happen because we've done that. I've seen one where it's a price where I've seen something else. I'm like, okay, wait a minute. You have to risk the chance.
When we bought the Blue Milk Luke, I think that we saw that at $5 cheaper after we bought it.
Yeah, but I think we went back because we wanted them together. Because you wanted I wanted one.
Yeah. That's a set that didn't go up like I thought, or a poly bag that didn't go up like I thought.
Still, you can still probably buy it for that same set. Then there's that one I bought myself. Yeah, years ago, that was like a store set. That's also still around the same price.
Yeah, that's weird. But anyways, I went to that. It wasn't nearly as much fun as when I have gone with you in years past. I probably wouldn't go by myself again, but I was trying to support it. And also, I did think you were going today, so I was like, we could at least talk about it after you get back. But then you're not going either. So I will say one thing that I did not read anywhere is you had to bring cash for parking, and that was an issue.
Oh.
Because I didn't have any cash.
You got to park down the street and walk.
There wasn't really any way to do that either. Another lady let me park for free.
Oh, that was nice.
But it wasn't without struggle. I GPSed to a bank. I got there. It wasn't there anymore. Because the guy wouldn't let me through. Then I went to a gas station and the ATM was down. And then I went to the register and I said, can you do cash back? And she said, yes. So I bought something small. The register wouldn't work. She said, well, I'll have to get you on this register, but the middle one's the only one that does cash back. And I said, well, I'll just wait for it to come back up. And her manager's like, it hasn't worked all day. And I was like, great. So then I drove back over there to the other entrance around the backside. And I told the lady, I said, look, I don't have cash. If you let me go in, I'll come back and pay. Because I know they have ATM in there. I said, but I've been to a bank that doesn't exist anymore and a gas station to try to get cash. And if I have to leave again, I'm just going to go. And she said, are you here for the consignment sale or the Lego sale? I said, the Lego sale. She said, just go ahead and don't worry about it. So she let me park.
Nice of her.
But like the parking outside of the area, they had closed all the way off, I guess, because they weren't expecting a big turnout. So you had to park like in the venue. They actually had like people set up at the rows where you couldn't park in what would be like the outside parking, which I thought was strange. But anyways, it was all right. It was yesterday was a cluster all the way around everything I tried to do.
Yeah. Now there's a video game convention coming up soon too, in November.
Same place.
I think it's the same place.
Fairgrounds, National Fairgrounds. It would be fun to go to one that had a lot of old games. There's a few things I still want, even though I don't really collect that hard. But it's the same thing. I don't think it's not something you want to go to by yourself.
Yeah.
You know, I just know that you and I communicated a lot about like the sets and how people did stuff and how they blended sets together. And there was none of that because I was by myself. So you just kind of look at stuff and you're like, all right, neat, and move on to the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
So what would have taken you and I probably 2.5 hours, you know, took me 30 minutes.
Yeah, because you're going through. Because I know when we go, it's like, oh, look at this, look at this.
Yeah,
like,
there's not any of that. You're just
there's
like
stories.
Yep. But it's good. I hope they come back. Hopefully they keep going. Be cool if they want to put it in Clarksville.
But
that
would
be more convenient for me. Less turnout for them.
It's called Music City MultiCon. It's November 7th and 9th.
Oh, if it's MultiCon, they probably have everything, right?
This is a 3-day event at Farm Bureau Expo Center in Lebanon, Tennessee. So it's that place where we went to the Lego convention.
The Wilson County Fairgrounds, I think, is where that is then.
And you're supposed to have video game stuff and program and cosplay, vendors, arcade games, video games, tabletop. Tabletop events. Mike is the one that told me about this.
Sounds like an event a bunch of nerds go to.
Mm-hmm.
Not the cool guys that were at the Lego convention yesterday.
Nope. So, what'd you play this last week?
Party animals. We actually played Medieval Dynasty when we recorded last week's show. So we played Medieval Dynasty, we played Party Animals, we played Rocket League, and then 2 days ago, Early Access NASCAR came out.
So I saw the text thread on that.
Yeah, so we jumped in and played NASCAR. I raced the first day by myself, and then him and I raced, we raced one night together. Now, I will say, he has the wheel, and I don't. When you take the driving aids off, it's really hard to be smooth with a stick. Like, your car wiggles all the time because you're having to do, like, micro adjustments.
Mm.
There definitely is a benefit. What I will say is the wheel doesn't make him any faster. The wheel makes him smoother. I mean, he was night and day smoother than I was. But it doesn't make him any faster. He's a little more elegant, though. Or a lot more elegant. Now, I'm the inconsistencies with the stick.
Mm-hmm.
So it's much more likely that I put you in a wall or something.
Right.
But it's good. It looks nice. The career mode's cool. The way they, I won't spoil anything, but like the career mode, they tie in these, Dale Jr. does a, Dale Earnhardt Jr. does a podcast called the Dale Jr. Download every week, where he talks about the racing. The cool thing is they've incorporated that into the game. So in career mode, there'll be like new episodes of the podcast come out, and he's talking about like things that are happening in your career mode.
That's cool.
But it's just like it's shot in his studio. It's his co-host. Like it is just like a real episode. And that's super neat to like, you feel like you're a part of it. And then the career mode's cool with the way your sponsors come and go, and there's different sponsors events, and sponsors will offer you different money and you can decide who to go with. And so there's like a whole business side of it too in the career mode. You also have to take care of your car because you have to repair your car after the race, and that eats up your winnings. And so it's interesting. Now, online, what matters is how clean you race. It matters more than the position you finish in. The problem is everybody playing on consoles, Early Access that we play with, are a bunch of knuckleheads.
They're just crashing at everybody.
They're just crashing you and wrecking you, and that brings your rating down.
Right.
So that's a struggle. What you need to do is have enough clean races to get up into the areas where the people take it serious. The problem is I'm very wiggly too. So he might have like, if it's a 15 lap race, he had 14 clean laps and I'd have like 12. So I'm not able to be as clean as he is.
Right. Now, does this make you want to get the wheel?
I mean, I've always wanted a wheel. The problem is I'm like, am I going to play a game enough to need to have one? And where am I going to keep it when I'm not using it? Those are my two big things. Because a wheel is not insignificant. And then you need the sled to mount it on too. Like, if you're going to get it, you got to be able to mount it somewhere.
Right. Because you can't just throw it on a TV tray or a TV.
Right. Like, not something that heavy and that expensive. So it's like, I'm going to have to spend $350 and then I got to have somewhere to put it. So I don't know. I might. I do want one.
This Logitech one is $329 at Best Buy.
The 923 is the one I was going to get. Probably the one you're looking at. I oddly enough already have the shifter because I got it for $17.
Yep, $399.
Yeah, so I bought the shifter for a wheel that I don't own. But that's the one I want. I don't know, maybe. I mean, if we're playing it a lot, it's something I would consider because I definitely do see the ease that he has when it comes to just like holding a line. It's hard for me to do with the stick. Because if you even move it a millimeter, you're out of that groove. Whereas he can truly just hold the wheel. But so far, I really like it. I'm not very far in the career mode. It's hard. You're not going to like come in and just win races, I don't believe. I'm definitely not. But it's fun. I like it. Did you play? You take your Switch with you?
I took my Switch and I bought a PlayStation Portal. And I took the Portal down.
And played. You used it a couple times.
Oh, I use it every day.
How did it work?
The first day I had connection issues. That's because I was trying to in the bedroom where we stayed at. And they didn't have like a They only had one, I would say one device that had internet. It was all the way up front, the little condo we stayed in. So it didn't reach the bedroom. So when I was out in the living room or right outside, I had a great connection. No problems. If I was in the bedroom, I couldn't use it at all. So I had to play the Switch in the bedroom. Portal, I played outside. So I played a lot of Fallout 76 and Farm Alone 2.
Yeah. And it did fine.
It did fine. There was like one day I kept on getting booted off, but once I got back in like two or three times, it was fine.
No issues. Now, what do you think about the Portal so far?
I love it.
It feels well built, right?
It feels well built. Hefty. Screen, yeah. Everything worked. Farm Alone was amazing to play, or Farm Together, but it was.
That seems like the right kind of game to play on it.
Yeah.
Because you shouldn't be able to tell any difference with a game like that.
Now, I had to look up how to, because you know, when you use the controller, you just hit the touchpad. And I was like, how do I do the touchpad on the Portal? So I had to look it up, but it was pretty simple. Just touch a screen and it takes you to
it. And it pops up. Yeah. That's cool. I really like my Portal. I will say I don't have a lot of use case for it at home. But what I should do on a day like today when I'm going to watch football is I should just fire it up and have it going while I'm watching football. Because, you know, I could do Farm Alone or I could do, like even Party Animals, put in a fishing mode that's pretty passive. You know, that's all something that could be done as well.
So with my Portal, I played Fallout 76 and then I seen someone I was playing. I'm like, you know what? I want to see how it works live with somebody. So I messaged him, joined his map that he was on. We teamed up, we partied up, and I had no problem. The only thing I didn't have is I thought I can connect my Bluetooth earbuds. You can do it. You have to have the Sony version.
Yeah, the $200 Pulse ones. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, and I didn't take the wired because normally when I play, I have my wired headset in on a controller. So I didn't take that. And I wish I would have took it because that could have been better, but it would have been better. But I had just the volume and I can talk to him. And we had there was no lag, nothing there. And we probably played for about 2.5 hours.
That's pretty impressive on vacation rental Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, so I mean, I had no issues. It was nice and bright, and it lasted like I'd never got below 50% battery life. So the battery was good. It was a lot better than the Switch. When it came to battery life. I jumped into Animal Crossing on Switch, and I'd play that for like 2 hours, and I pretty much have to stop because I need charge. I need to charge it.
Yeah. I feel like my Switch does better than that on battery life, but I guess I don't know that I've run it down in so long. I don't really know. I mean, it may not.
Yeah, I don't think I had it fully charged the first night I was there.
That's good. You didn't get any actual console time, though, because you left.
Right. I was able to all week. I did like how I was able to turn off like the PlayStation. From there, I can turn off connect to it.
Yeah.
The connecting was a little bit minute, but that was fine. I would turn it on, go do something, come back, wait for it to show up. You have to watch in the corner to where it says, once you connect, you hit play, then it loads you into your PlayStation.
I tell people the Portal works exactly like you think it does.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you think about like a device that's connecting to another device, it works just like that.
Yep.
Like you are basically on that PS5 when you connect to it. The way you turn it off, all that is the same idea. You actually like have to power off your PS5 before you turn off your Portal. It's definitely interesting how it works.
I did not do the cloud part of it. We just stream it, the game, because I was just playing the online stuff.
Yeah, I've never done any cloud streaming stuff too. I think I did early on. I think I tried a couple things, but I haven't done much of that. Mostly I've just used it for things that I'm playing off the system.
I'm going to use it a lot more. I feel as my wife, there's a lot of TV shows she wants to watch and rather be in the living room instead of the bedroom to watch it. I tell her she can just watch and I can just play on there and no problems.
Right.
So that was my week, your week. I did. What was I going to So when I was down there in Florida, I always try to find like video game stores. The only thing that I had was just a GameStop. That was it.
That's lame.
Yeah, no video game, no Lego stores and nothing like that. You just have to go to your Walmart, Target, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million to if you wanted to find any like Lego or any toy.
Your specialty stores, I feel like, are tough in a vacation market. Because most people aren't going to Florida and go, like, I'm going to scoop up a big-ass Lego set and lug it back with me.
Right.
You know, so, like, if you're in a vacation destination like Destin is, like, I could see how, like, those stores wouldn't thrive there. Most people aren't going to do that. Now, I did buy an antique and bring it all the way back from when I was on vacation. But most people aren't going to do that.
Yeah.
And it was a pain in the ass to do it, too.
Yeah, I bought Legos and brought it back. I've done it a few times.
Yeah, you bought three, right?
I bought the big Ewok, then yep. I bought minifigures.
Yeah, you bought
2 6-pack boxes and then 2 singles.
Yeah, and then plus the big Wicket set. Mm-hmm. Are you precious when you're trying to like pack it?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, to make sure the box doesn't get jacked up.
Yep, have it wrapped up and then I set it right in between some towels, beach towels.
I know that you don't get to put them together all the time, but you got to put together the Game Boy set. It's so good.
I have to get it.
It's so, so good. It may be the best set I've put together this year as far as like feel, like fun factor. You may already have this as a story, but there's a guy that's already converted it into a real system that's playable.
I seen that, but I didn't pull that one up.
So he used the shell of the Game Boy, but put real guts in it. The Lego set used real guts. So you actually put real games in it and turn it on and play it, but it's the Lego shell. It's super neat. So it's really, really good. And for the price point, it is, if you are remotely nostalgic for Game Boy, it is an absolute must buy. It is so freaking good.
It looks good.
It now, really is.
I do want, we want to talk about you getting it and how you got it.
Oh, we can.
I don't know if you brought it up last week or not.
No, I don't think so. I think last week we strictly just talked about how as we have matured, well, we've gotten older. Friend of the show, Marshall 205 hasn't matured, but as we've gotten older, our gaming habits are different. And his are a lot more similar to how he used to be, and mine are not. I think you all would agree that I play a lot less than I used to.
Yes.
And I think I probably would play the least out of all of us, too. And I don't even think it's close. Like, I think I play the least out of all of us by quite a bit. Mm-hmm. I would actually say it's probably Patman, you, Marshall 205, and me is the order it would go in. But I am significantly lower than the rest of you guys.
Because I think even like when we do the end of the year PlayStation thing,
I'm not even close yet.
Yeah.
But I was talking to a friend of the show, Matt, about, you know, he plays even less than I do now. He doesn't play hardly at all. And so that got me thinking about it. And then we started talking about it. And that's pretty much all we covered. But I don't think I talked about it. If I did, I'll just be redundant. But I went to Sam's Club to get some vitamins. It's where I get my vitamins from. Mm-hmm. And there was a fresh palette of Game Boys. Now, I know it's coming out October 1st, but I don't always pay attention to what day it is.
Right.
So I go in and there is a fresh palette. Like when you walk in our Sam's Club, you walk straight forward. They have like all the, like their doorbuster crap. And then if you make a right, you start heading like towards the back of the store. As soon as you make a right past the guys trying to get you to sign up for T-Mobile, there was a fresh palette of them just set right there. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, it's October 1st. Game Boy's out. So I grab one and then I realize everybody's grabbing them. Like everybody.
Yeah.
Like while I'm there, like 7-8 people grabbing them. And I'm like, what's going on? Like, I can't imagine that many people want them. I check out. Everything's normal. Not thinking about anything. Just putting it together. Send out a text message. And then friend of the show, Marshall 205, is like, that's for sure street dated.
Nope.
And I'm like, in my mind, I'm thinking it is, but for today. And then I look and it was like the 27th or something.
Mm-hmm.
So it was quite a bit early, which also might explain why people were grabbing them. because you could have bought one, put it on a 3-day auction on eBay, and had it shipped out basically in the same time frame than if they had bought it from Lego.
Right.
And you probably could have made a little bit of extra money on it.
Yeah, because Sam's Club sometimes sells a couple dollars cheaper.
Yeah, yeah, that's usually what it is. It's like $1 or $2 cheaper. But yeah, it was weird. I had it finished before it ever even came out, which I guess is kind of cool. But
yeah,
I definitely didn't realize I was doing anything nefarious at the time, and I would have bought it either way. I also got the Happy Plants before they were released, but I think that was only by a day. Those came from Walmart.
Yeah, sometimes some of those places are notorious for dropping the day early.
Now, oddly enough, our friend that works at a retailer, it won't allow them to. It scans street dated just like a video game would.
Hmm.
So it's weird that like Sam's Club and Walmart is not set up that way. But I guess, I mean, what's Lego going to do? They're going to pull out of Walmart's?
Right.
I mean, it is what it is. Also, street date is a little more strange for Lego than it is for like a video game.
So shoe-wise, if you broke street date, you weren't allowed to carry whatever version of the shoe was.
Yeah, so but like if you think about it, like is Lego going to cut Walmart off? They need the sales. Now, the Walmart closest to me has put all their high-dollar sets behind glass, and I absolutely hate it.
They must have shoplifting issue or something.
Yeah, so if you go, you know, at that particular store, it's one long row. So you actually have an aisle in the middle, but the row shoots all the way back. So it's like middle all the way to the back of the store, but everything in the back is now behind glass, and you have to push a button for an associate, like the gun cabinet. And someone has to come unlock that cabinet and get the Lego set you want for you.
That's wild. So
I guess theft was a huge issue, but I like to hold the boxes and fill them. And sometimes I pick up boxes for sets I'm not going to buy just to feel like the weight and everything.
Mm-hmm.
No more of that.
Nope. Let's get into some news.
Yeah, let's jump in.
Share my screen with you. Not much this week. It's going to look like a lot, but it's really not a lot. Go share. Right. So they're talking about there was an interview with some people from PlayStation. They were talking about the PlayStation 6 release date. Two different people, Mark Carney or Cerny. He did an interview and came out. He said it's a few years away. Then they did another interview with somebody else, and he said that the plan is to have it in 2027, which would do the 7-year cycle like it's been.
That's the PS6, yeah.
Yeah, PlayStation 6, I'm sorry. There's a YouTuber that comes out and said Xbox is also planning to deploy one in 2027, but there's some people saying that Xbox is not going to do one. They're going to do one. But are we ready for one? I wanted to bring, because I know you're not a big fan of rumors, but are we really ready for 1 and 2 years?
We don't have to be. They certainly can bring one out. It certainly is 7 years. The consumer doesn't have to be ready for a new console in 2 years.
Right.
I won't believe that in 2 years we've gotten all the power we can get out of what we have. I mean, it's fine. I don't think it's necessary, but I also don't think it's too soon. I would love to see it stretch back out to like a 10-year cycle. But technology changes so much, and people playing on PC have such a different experience.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think it's easier to come out with a new console to keep everything on a level playing field as far as development goes than it is to try to develop for consoles and PC.
Yeah.
But I certainly don't think we need one yet, and I would be of the camp that we could wait a little longer. And maybe 10 years is too much. Maybe it's just one more year and it's 8 years, but I don't know. The idea that it's about to be 2026 and one could be out in holiday of 2027 seems, I mean, that's 2 years from right now.
It is.
That seems very unnecessarily soon to me. As far as the next Xbox, I am skeptical that they're going to do anything other than a streaming box.
Hmm.
Just a, this is an Xbox, place to play Xbox, more akin to a Series S than a Series X. You know, they're not doing so well. You know, Microsoft is fine, but Xbox itself's not doing so well. I do not believe and will never be convinced that Game Pass does anything but lose money.
Yeah. I've seen an article on that. They were talking about how the Call of Duty, where they've lost an estimated like $30 million for just dropping Call of Duty day one.
Call of Duty is a great example, right? They tout that they make whatever, $140 million a month on Game Pass or whatever it is they say they make.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the number. That's just whatever I threw out. But they tell like they make a lot of money off of it. But then when you think about it, it's like, yeah, you do. You make a good money on it. But how much does it cost to have three Call of Duties all in development at the same time that you're not going to sell on your system?
Yeah.
You have three publishers, probably 1,000 people working on a Call of Duty game at any given time, or three Call of Duty games at any given time that you don't recoup the money back on your system. You cannibalize your own sales. Mm-hmm. So you might make all this money, but what they're not taking out is how much it costs to develop these games.
Just hundreds of millions of dollars now.
Yeah. And Call of Duty may be a little different because it's going to come day and date to PC and PlayStation. But you take a game that's going to be a 6 month, you know, you take Indiana Jones. It's like, how much did it cost to make Indiana Jones? And did you really start making any money off of it until it came to PlayStation? I do think they need a system. I think they need a way for people who play on Game Pass to be able to get Game Pass, but I don't expect it to be, I expect it to be focused around streaming, and I expect PlayStations to be the opposite and be focused around that traditional PlayStation experience. I don't think anything will have a disc drive. I think it'll all be an add-on, but I think it'll feel like a console still.
Trying to find the game, how much it said it costs. They're only pulling up the movie. No.
It's called The Circle of something.
Yeah. No, there's no price on it.
Indiana Jones Circle. What's it called?
The Great Circle.
It's a horrible name. Let's see. Oh my God. I love Google on the phone. It's like, you want this to be your primary? Let's see what it says.
Yeah, it has not officially been disclosed.
Yeah, this says it was not disclosed, but it is likely significant. Trying to see if, so it says that it was a 4 to 5 years in production plus licensing fees. It would be interesting. It would be interesting to see. I did see that they announced that it was played by over 4 million people 8 months after launch. I would love to know how many of those 4 million people bought the game versus played it on Game Pass. And I have a strong suspicion that that game did not make its money back until it went to PlayStation.
Yeah, for sure.
So, as much as I think Game Pass is consumer friendly, I do not think that it makes them any money. And I'll be honest, it's getting to the price point where it's less consumer friendly. I'm about to cancel my Game Pass. I don't play on Xbox anymore. We've gone through phases, but I'm not currently in one of those phases. And it's $30 a month now. At $30 a month, it means that every 2 months you have to play a new full price game or two half price games to make it worth it. I am much better off to just buy the things I want a la carte and not have Game Pass if that's not going to be the primary place that I play.
All right, so next one. The PlayStation Gear merch store for PlayStation is closing down on December 31st, 2025. So if you want any PlayStation gear, you have to go there. for the end of the year to buy. And I have a bunch of cool stuff on there. They just don't advertise enough for it. Like, you, I figure if you really wanted to gear, y'all would see it. Like, you open up your PlayStation, you play it, and they have maybe something where they have all the ads say, hey, go if you want. I see you play, you know, Tomb Raider. Here's the game. Here's a bunch of gear for it. You know, advertising is not as good.
And I don't know if you said it's going away December 31st.
Yes. December 31st, so 2025.
You can still get your holiday gear in.
If you want anything. The little picture here shows a, like a jean jacket, a hat.
Let me see if I can get you this. My screen is blurred. Hold on a second. Freaking camera. Look at this. That is a plush Kratos Astrobot.
You have to get that, huh?
$28.99.
Did you buy, like, you sent this little picture of the plush and then the little figure.
Buy those, but those were awesome.
Yeah.
They were at Target. Target just has, like, Astrobot merch.
Yeah, that little figure was good. The plush I can sit do without.
I don't know what to do with plushes. Like, what do I do with a plush?
Yeah. Speaking of the gear, I guess we didn't talk about, but I got the Ghost of Yotai controllers in.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
After the last episode, and I got the other green, emerald green, so I have two emerald green controllers, the Ghost of Yotai controllers. I did pre-order the Astrobot and the God of War controller.
And that would catch you all the way up, minus the two that you're still
Hogwarts. Yeah, the Hogwarts, and then the State of Play one. It's not called State of Play, but something else.
Yeah.
Then I'm caught up on the controllers. All right, so next one, there's this little book you can buy. It's celebrating the 30 years of PlayStation. It looks like a little PlayStation on the little book.
I saw that. It looks awesome.
Yeah. So for a collector, it is something you'd want.
I think you get it from Limited Run. Is where I saw it for sale at. Click on that and see if it takes you to Limited Run. It doesn't say here. No, that's coming Read My Memory. Looks like you can buy it directly from them. I'm almost positive, like 99% sure, that Limited Run is also taking pre-orders on it.
Yeah, so this is $125, or you can get the deluxe version for $325.
Golly, it's expensive. It's a coffee table book.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's for. You set it out. It's a talking point. There's so much cool. It's full of cool imagery.
Yeah, look at that controller there.
That controller's wild.
All right. They also announced they're doing a Reebok and PlayStation 30th anniversary sneakers. So they're doing some PlayStation sneakers with Reebok. So they're like the grayish color. Not a Reebok fan. The shoes do look cool, but I don't do Reebok.
Does anyone do Reebok that you know?
Yeah, there's still people that do Reebok.
Reebok's making a strong comeback.
Yeah, they're trying to push it. Adidas is really going to try to push as much as they can out of them. Make money. They bought them.
They did, but Reebok basketball, at least, and maybe it's not just basketball, I don't know. They are separate now.
Yeah.
They're now owned by the same brand that owns like the Forever 21s and everything like that.
Look at that Astrobot control. Little guy.
He's gold. Another one. He's not on sale.
Not yet.
I really like the gold. It's made by the U2s.
Hmm.
So that's where it actually has a PlayStation Gear exclusive sticker on it, and he's chrome, but he's gold. So that means he'll be a shiny gold. He is $29.99. There he is. I don't show a real picture of him. Oh, dropping exclusively on PlayStation.com. Doesn't he look good?
Yeah.
I almost feel like I should have that.
Should.
All right, continue. I didn't mean to derail it, but I just saw him and thought that everybody needed to know that I saw that.
There's the PlayStation.
Yeah, don't go in there. There's too many distractions. I'm already in it.
Yeah, there's the plush. There's a new DualSense controller coming out. It's an ice blue special edition. I saw the blue and I thought of you. I know you're a big blue fan.
It's nice. I'll tell you what, it's got that two-tone blue. It's very Titans-esque. The colors are not quite right, but they're pretty good, and I really like that controller. I don't need it, but I like it.
Yeah.
It also has the sacred symbols on the touchpad. So if you look, the touchpads actually have them like ghosted in there.
There it is. You can see him there.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Right, next, some Xbox news. Let's see. Xbox Game Pass had did a, they're saying a big overhaul with new names, games, and price changes. They did go up in price. So the Essential is $9.99 now. Premium's $14.99, and Ultimate is $29.99 a month.
$30.
And you get different things for each tier. Essentials, you get 50 games, Premium 200 games, Ultimate 400 games. Some people were talking about how, if you already have it, what does it mean? Where do you go? And they have a breakdown of it. So, like, if you're an Ultimate member, let's say you have 1 year worth of Ultimate, 200 or 12 months, that only breaks you down to like 91 days now. Or no, I'm sorry, you get here code 12 months. Game Pass, you basically get 6 months of premium. There's a breakdown on your Xbox, a breakdown how much you get per your Game
It's too
Pass.
confusing. If you
Yeah.
have to make a spreadsheet of how it works and what you get, then your program is too confusing.
Yeah, so the Game Pass, for example, 90 days of remaining of Xbox Game Pass Premium console will convert over just to 50 days, so you lose 40 days. So you only keep about 55% your Game Pass. EA
It's
Play,
just too
you 20% of it you lose.
It's just too confusing.
It is. Game Pass for November 2025, they've already released it as Football Manager, which is soccer here in the US. Whisker Wood for PC, Winter Borough, and then Call of Duty Black Ops 7, November 14th for that. Which the Winter Borough game was the one that we talked about a long time ago that you said that's something that you
Yeah,
look like.
that's the mousy one.
Yeah.
It's got a good looking vibe to it.
All right, two new Xbox controllers from Xbox Lab, Outer Worlds 2. They look pretty cool. If you're an Outer Worlds fan, so I'm a big fan of controllers. I think they. The white one and the
Yeah,
black
they have the little top hat and the moon guy. Yeah.
one.
They're fun.
All right, to remind everybody, the Xbox Rally. Xbox Ally X and the ROG is coming out October 16th. No, not sure when you're going to listen to this, but it'll be out October 16th. So you can still pre-order if you it's before that. Basic one is $599.99, and the super expensive one is $999.99.
I like that you describe it as the super expensive one.
Yeah, super expensive one. People are still going crazy for it. There's one says it's sold out on Xbox on the Xbox store, which they can always just say that it's sold out, but is it really sold out? We don't know. Just try to make the hype
Xbox
bigger.
store, they may have only been allocated, whatever, 10,000 units.
Right.
The rest are sold through, Asus, so
Now
you know, I
this
don't
one.
know. I hope it does well.
Now, this one says it's in the UK, it's sold out, but we're not sure of anywhere else.
Yeah, I hope it does well. I want it to do well for them. It's expensive. But I hope it does well.
I can't wait till, because I think Best Buy, I went to the Best Buy down there in Florida. They didn't have one, but they were setting it up, like they had the little display area for it, like where it was going to go. So I knew they were going to have one soon. So I wonder if ours is going to have a demo of it where you can put it, like have it in your hand and feel it. Right. You're not a fan of a lot of the video game TV shows, but Halo has been moved over to Netflix. Netflix is bottom up. And so people are hoping that maybe Netflix will do another season of it, because it's end up being in their top 10. It's according to this one article, at that time it was number 4, the TV shows.
Yeah, there was the Paramount Plus versions, which I think people were very about.
Yeah.
But
they canceled after 2 seasons, and then
people seem to really like the Netflix one. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. I'm not a Halo guy. I'm not the right audience for that. But, you know, I want video game shows to do well and movies to do well. I'll tell you one that I actually like that I didn't think I would is Twisted Metal.
Yeah, me too.
I actually think that Twisted Metal show is pretty funny.
Yeah, my wife will watch it with me.
It's the right tone. Like, to me, that's the right tone for Twisted Metal. Because Twisted Metal, if you think about it, it's a little ridiculous. Or a lot ridiculous.
Yeah.
And that show doesn't take itself too serious. It is serious when it needs to be. It's silly when it needs to be. And the things that don't make any sense, they just lean all the way into.
And the first, you know, the first season was just like a backstory of that character. It showed a couple other ones. And then the second season brought in a lot of the more characters from the game.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of people. And some of the, like, the flagship people they had to get to.
Yeah.
I think that show's really fun. So I want to see video game shows be taken serious and be good. And I do worry about oversaturation. And when there is a video game show for every game that comes out, you're bound to get turds. And I don't want it to end up in a place where people don't take them serious again. So I hope it's good. I hope it does continue to come out.
And as we continue, the Minecraft movie is getting a sequel. They post this little picture here with 2 pickaxes.
I finally watched that movie. I think it's pretty good.
I did. It was good for what it was.
It
was funny.
It's a kid's movie. It's a kids to young adult movie, I think. But I thought it was good. It's I have mixed emotions over Jack Black. I can only handle so much Jack Black.
Same. I'm not a big fan of his at all.
But I thought it was good, and I thought it was very Minecraft.
It was.
Like, if you like Minecraft or have liked Minecraft at any point, there are things that happen where you're like, oh, that's crazy. That's neat. Mm-hmm. That's wild. That's cool. I definitely think that they pulled on the heartstrings for a lot of stuff with me, but I thought it was all right.
Yeah, I did like how his beard coloring matched Steve in the game.
Also like Jason Momoa's character a whole lot.
Oh, yeah, he was funny, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's pretty good.
Right, some Nintendo news. All right, this latest Switch 2 on the Switch 2 eShop bestsellers, just a couple. Hades 2, Final Fantasy Tactics, The Evilise Chronicles, Donkey Kong Bonanza, Hollow Knight, Silksong, Yoko Replay, then EA Sports FC 26. Your Switch 2.
That system needs some games.
Yeah. Right. There was an interview with Shohei Yoshida. It was talking about the Nintendo PlayStation project. And it was a pretty interesting little thing. He basically just said that he's glad it didn't work out the way it was, because then PlayStation would have been under the Nintendo brand and it would have been limited, and we wouldn't be in gaming where we would be today if it wasn't for PlayStation decided to do their own thing.
I mean, it's wild to think about, but there is a chance that if Sony had gone through with, or have PlayStation had, or Nintendo had gone through with that, that there may not, PlayStation may not even exist
today.
Nintendo's biggest competitor was built out of rejection. It's definitely interesting. And I love Shuhei, and I like to listen anytime he talks. So people should go read this.
Yeah, he said the they had multiple units and final work and prototypes. The system was already done. We were almost ready for manufacturing, and a few games were already finished. I played one game that was Space Shooter, but it was based on Super Nintendo tech, right? So it was limited. It was almost helpful that Nintendo canceled the project. Otherwise, the Sony team would have been stuck as part of the Nintendo system. Nintendo created their big competition. The competition is always health. Now, Xbox, Nintendo, and PlayStation seem to be going a very different direction. I think that's great for overall industry. Yeah. Three games have been added to the Nintendo Switch Online, where they keep on doing it. Bubsy, Mario and Wario, and then Fatal Fury Special. I used to love playing those Fatal Fury games.
Yeah, Bubsy slaps too. I played it quite a bit. I don't know that I've ever played Mario and Wario. It was a Japanese, and it looks like it's a mouse game.
Yeah,
see the SNES mouse down there? Yeah. Fatal Fury, I definitely have played.
Right, so apparently the Nintendo was hacked by this Crimson Collective, and they posted this little picture there on their Twitter account showing some files that were in there, and they're holding like this crazy ransom on it. Nintendo's denied it, but they say they have it. So we'll see if it goes anywhere. It says 570 gigabytes of data was acquired.
I very much dislike hacks like this. I'm all for hacks when people figure out how to get into something and then they report it to the company and the company fixes it before anyone knows about it and then rewards them with something. I don't care for this. It sucks. And I hope Nintendo doesn't pay.
If I saw that Call of Duty already, or it was a Battlefield, one of the games already had hackers and they basically had to like shut the whole servers down and got rid of like 90% of the player base. How many people were hacking. We had talked about earlier about the Lego Game Boy. The Lego team worked with one of the hardware designers on it, making sure that the Game Boy came out like on point.
It's Nintendo so was, good.
It says Nintendo was very involved. We have a team that works in Japan. They basically allow us to connect to different IP teams, hardware teams, even the creative teams with Nintendo to get the right information to the product. As best as we can get, best it can be. We also met with the hardware designer that I think may have worked on the original or certainly was connected to the original Game Boy.
Yeah, it definitely felt that way.
The Lego designer who designed it was Simon Kent.
Here's what I'll say about Simon Kent, and I don't know Simon Kent. It is built from a deep understanding of the Game Boy. And a love for the Game Boy. So whoever Simon Kent is, like he definitely cares about Game Boy. And he definitely, there is, like he either did his research or he is deeply like ingrained with Game Boy. It is so, it feels like, so, and I know it's a team and he's just the lead designer, but like it is a passion project and it feels like it.
Yeah. I mean, he did this, the shuttle here, it says.
Yeah, the NASA space shuttle.
Done a bunch of these little robots.
So, I mean, it's every detail. The power button slides and clicks like the original. The contrast and the volume are real wheels. All the buttons are somewhat accurate. You know, you can push the A and B down and they spring back up. The D-pad is functional. The start and select are tires that are put in a slot. So when you push them, they actually press in.
The button on the side, does that work? Move up and down?
That's the rolly wheels, so that's contrast and volume. They both work. The on and off up top works.
Now, the light does not come on. That's a sticker?
That's a piece.
Oh, okay.
It's printed, yeah. And then it comes with the three different lenticular slides. So you have the Game Boy boot up screen where the Nintendo logo actually falls down to the middle. And then you have a game for, or you have a screen for both the games it comes with, too. So as you switch the games out, you could change out the actual what's showing on the screen, and it's super easy to change.
Is yours displayed how this picture is, where they're
mine
seeing
is
both
displayed
up?
Just yeah, it's just like that. the games actually not only slide in the back, but they actually clip in. So when you slide one in, it's made to where the bracket actually snaps in. But just like a regular Game Boy, like to take it out, you just kind of put your finger in on the top and slide it up and it pops back out. It's so thoughtful. The battery cover on the back, everything. It's just so, so well done.
Did they do a Game Boy Advance, you think?
If they could do this, they can do anything. But I'll tell you, it will take someone who puts this much care into it to make it.
Yeah.
The next obvious to me is that you roll out like the Game Boy Pocket as a smaller, cheaper set.
Did you get the Nintendo?
Yeah.
You didn't get the Atari. So,
I have it too. So I have the Nintendo and the Atari. Okay. Yeah. I will tell you, if this is a great price point, I think it's like $60, $70 bucks. It's such a good price point for what it is. It's so good. The only thing for the whole set that's a sticker are the fronts of the games. And I'll tell you why it's okay is because they were stickers on the original games. Everything else is printed. So there are several unique pieces in that set. Everything that the Game Boy, all the buttons, all the on off, all that's printed.
Oh, so where it has phones out at the bottom for the earphones, that's just
everything is printed. The only thing that's a sticker are the actual games itself, and it makes it feel more accurate because they were stickers.
Nice.
Very, very cool. All
right. So Amazon France has reduced the price of Nintendo Switch 2 and the bundles. They've dropped them down permanently. So there people are wondering if it's going to like go worldwide with this. They're going to follow suit.
It's interesting. I know when I was at Walmart the other day, they couldn't have physically squeezed another Switch 2 in the case. I mean, they were slammed in there.
And before you could, you were waiting just to get one. All right. Next one, Alarmo gets a Kirby and Forgotten Land update. So they've added some more music.
I'm telling you, $49.99, Nintendo. Just give me a Larmo for $50 and I'll buy one. It's not that complicated. It's too expensive for me. $49.99.
All right. Final Fantasy 7, 8, and 9 are getting physical Switch versions on the Nintendo Switch. I do like how the one, it's the Final Fantasy 7. It's a twin pack with 8 remastered, so you get both of them. Final Fantasy 9 is just one. They are available December 9th if you're a Final Fantasy. I like Final Fantasy 7. 7 and 10 and 10-2 are the ones I like the most.
I'm not a Final Fantasy guy. I would say 10 and 10-2 are the ones that I play the most too, but I'm not a Final Fantasy guy. Now, these will sell well.
Yeah, I really like playing that little ball game in there. I forgot what it was called, but that's where I had a lot of fun playing.
These will sell well.
All right, so another team up. Puma is teaming up with Sonic, and they've come out with some Puma Sonic shoes. And they don't actually look bad, like these yellow ones.
They give me Reebok vibes also.
These are all kid sizes, of course. Blue ones.
Sonic is for kids.
I saw a little thing that Lego may be having another shoe come out. And it's also only in kid size. And people are getting mad because this shoe might be the best looking one.
Yeah. I wish they made the other one in adult sizes, the yellow one.
I wish too, because I would have bought that yellow one for sure.
I don't like Nikes, but I like that shoe.
All right, I'm going to skip this other one for last. Little Nightmares 3 is coming out, and they're going to have a couch co-op mode, or like a co-op mode, so you can play.
Is it online co-op?
It's online co-op, yes. Yeah, online
that's
co-op.
That's awesome.
So you can play with two people, low and alone. Two children.
That's fun.
Yeah, because Marshall 205 plays these, right? He would, I guess.
I think he might have messed with him a little bit, but I would like to play this with him if it's two player. He's not gonna pay $60 for it though, so we'll have to check into that.
Yeah, see if he can just jump in on yours.
Yeah. Those games are very cool and very well done.
All right. Fallout 76 is getting a huge update, not since 2020. They did a big update. It's called Burning Springs. They're bringing the ghoul from the TV show into the game. You can do missions. You do bounty hunting. What it's going to do is going to open up this one whole side of the map over here on the BTS servers. They're showing this. It's going to be good. Because right now you can only go to this little area right over here where the water's your border. They're going to open that up.
So they're making the map like quite a bit bigger.
Yeah. So the other one, this green area is opened up now. This is the one they did last year. But now you can go down to the green area, and then now you'll be able to go over here. They continue to do stuff with this game.
I assume that this tie-in has everything to do with the show.
Yeah, because it's going to come out when the show comes out to get people into the game.
Yeah. Now, what I will say is that the marketing and advertising, that image up top looks awesome to me. That's very movie poster good. That looks awesome. Kind of makes me want to play it.
This area is wild.
The Shenandoah Visitor Center.
That's that little spot there, but all around the area, there's these people that talk. They're called the Lost. They have like a robotic voice. Next one, the MetaQuest games for this month. Since I wasn't on last week, I get to talk about. There's a game called Ghost Town and Vampire the Masquerade Justice. They both look decent looking games. So make sure if you have a MetaQuest, you add these to your library with all the other games on there. I almost took my quest down there to play, but since I had the portal, I was like, nah, I'm not going to take this. Prime Gaming has added some games also. Civilization 3, Fate the Curse, Tower of Time, Residual. I think it's some other ones. Spelljammer. Then Pixel Cafe, Heroes of Loot 2, Ten Hearts. Some of the games that are on there.
You can go to gaming.amazon.com to get those, or you can get them from your Twitch account. But there's no reason not to go ahead and just add them. You can claim the game on a lot of them, depending on what service they're on. But you can go ahead and claim them, and you have access for at least a certain amount of time to get them downloaded.
All right. So this one, there was a game, Assassin's Creed game, that was going to come out. It was going to be called American Civil War. It was going to happen after the Civil War in like 1870s. And you were going to play a black male protagonist, a former slave of the South. You would see this story where he continues his fight against justice. And there was even mention of Ku Klux Klan. Because of what's going on in the world today, they decided not to do that. And then the backlash that Assassin's Creed Shadows had with Yasuke being in there, with being a protagonist, that they decided not to do that. And they decided to cancel the game.
They shouldn't make the game. They shouldn't let the loud few keep them from making the games that they have a vision for. Now, if it wasn't going to be well done, that's different. But if they had a good story and they had a good concept, and you should make the game you want to make.
I mean, this come out after the Assassin's Creed 3 game, it would have been good because it set was so close in there.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't, you know, it depends on the story is what I'll say.
Right. So some Lego news. We'll end it as usual. The Designer Program Series 6 pre-orders are still going on. You still have, and the day you listen to it will be the day it's done. Did you pick up your designer?
Yeah, unfortunately, I did. Everything's expensive.
It is. Let's see. Did crowdfunding and they don't have it on here.
You have to click on them.
I was going to try.
I don't know why they made it different.
Where you can see if it was funded or not.
See up top where it says funded. That's all it shows now.
Oh, it doesn't show like
and how. You have to click on each one of them individually to see if they're funded. I think they're all funded, though.
Okay, so you did get the Off-Road Adventure.
Correct. It pairs with the other set that I got.
I ordered the Art Factory.
Those are both funded. Then I also ordered the gold mine there. It's also funded as well. It's also stupid expensive, $300.
I got the Outlaw Forest Den, which was funded.
Also $230, very expensive.
Both of mine combined, $229, $229. And then the Sequoia Tree. So they're all funded this time.
Yep. So I did the gold mine, which is $299, the most expensive set to release this time. And I did the off-road adventure, which was $80, the cheapest set to release this time. I mean, crazy, crazy expensive.
I thought about doing the gold mine myself just to resell it.
Did you watch the videos?
No, I did not watch the videos.
The videos were awful. But I watched the video for the gold mine. It's extra awful, but there's like so many moving parts and cool things, and it is definitely modular. You should check it out and see if you want to spend another $300, because it is neat. It's well done.
Have you put any of them together yet? Any of the bricklings? Grows up on me.
Yeah, I have not, but I do plan to. Okay. I want to put the mushroom stuff together, and I want to put the off-road stuff together. I plan on putting the gold mine together too. So, I mean, just suck that, collectors. I plan on opening those babies.
Yep. So the next one, Series 7. This one didn't fancy you at all, really.
I don't think I'm going to get anything from here. Now, friend of the show, Matt, is planning on getting that sushi restaurant.
Yeah.
We're supposed to update him when it's time. Okay. One would think that I would get the antique collection because I love antiques, but those don't appear to be things that I love. Like, those don't speak to me. I think the Alchemist shop is awesome, but it doesn't fit anything. Yeah. I love the potion model as like the chimney, you know.
If I do anything, it'll be for reselling.
And I'm interested to see what Walt the Robot looks like. I do not think he looks like a Timu Astrobot right now. Mm. And I'll be interested to see what improvements they make to that.
Once it's official.
Pirate ship looks good. Not going to get it. It's good.
Series 8, that we got a whole nother until June. That one.
We'll get that hot air balloon, though.
Balloon, this University of Science, maybe. This one I might go a little bit more. I might get like 4.
Yeah, if that's what it is, I'm only going to get the hot air balloon right there, I believe. I think Series 9 is still open for submissions.
Until the 17th.
To be clear there, it's not open for submissions. It's open for voting. The one after that's open, I think, for submissions still. I think I said that wrong.
Yeah. Use the emoji to vote for as many designs you wish until October 17th at noon.
Yeah. So you have to pick from what they have there. But the next one, I believe you can still submit for. What's that? Scroll down just a little bit. Sustainable fishing.
Yeah. 436 designs.
Sustainable fishing. Real good. Also like how generic that name is. I like it a lot. And the Bob's Boat Warehouse.
Old Town, I do like Old Town. Oh, it folds up. Great Outpost, Serenity Park, and Castle Gatekeeper.
There's definitely some good ones. That wildfire lookout gives me that fun hole vibes. They have that set with the tower. Yeah, there's definitely some fun stuff. That's kind of cool too. Stationery store, pens and paper. Open on the back, doesn't fold up. It's a hard no.
For a tower.
Pumpkin patch is cute. The Alpine Chalet is cute.
There's 436. We can go all day and looking at all these.
Some good designs.
Yep. All right. Next one.
How that generic ass robot.
Right. They just showed out the Lego DC Batman 2026 collection coming. There's some neat ones. I do like this Batman logo. It'll be for $80. It's 678 pieces. There's apparently a lot of like hidden things in there with like a penguin's hat, Harley's hammer, like a gun, a whip. There's a few little things. The gold minifigure is where I was disappointed in. It's a yellowish. I was really wishing it was going to be gold. or yellow.
He's like if you've ever seen like a non-chrome gold, that's what he is. But I love that set. I love the logo.
I wish it was more like the yellowish that if they're going to do yellow or a real gold chrome. I'm not a fan of the little Batmobiles or anything like that.
So you get them all in game if you buy them. So you get the outfit for each one of those if you buy those in the Dark Knight Legacy video game.
Yes, there should be a code in there.
And I think there's something weird if you buy all three sets. They like go together or something, or something does. There's something weird with all three sets, I think, that I read.
Oh, with the cars?
Yes. I don't know if it says. But you do get all three of them. Maybe it's just if you get all three of the sets, then you get something special in the game. I can't remember, but they all have QR codes. They're Speed Champion sets. The cars are. So I kind of, that's what they feel like to me. And I think you know what you're getting out of that kind of set. But I love the logo.
Yeah, I'm going to get the logo for sure.
The Batarang looking logo that's built the way they do art pieces. And the gold Batman, I do think are cool. I don't mind that gold Batman. I see what you're saying, but I don't mind it.
Next one. They're doing, it's called Bricks on Tracks, building the Lego F1 Drivers Parade Special. There's a little video on it. I'm not going to play the video.
They did it in May. They also hit each other and broke the cars, which is fun.
Yeah.
But I think that'll be fun to watch. I would probably watch that.
48 minutes. There's... that feel is.
Yeah. I'll probably watch it. It's fun.
All right. We talked about this before the show. There's a Lego Disney classic coming out, animation scenes as a gift with purchase. They have Toy Story, The Lion King, and the basically Disney logo. It'll be set 40774. It has 270 pieces. Let's see. There's no details of when it'll be available or the price requirements to get it.
Update, it says that it'll be available early with a $130 purchase.
All right, so you have to spend at least $130. So at least you don't have to buy a Lego set.
Let me start over again. It says from the Disney store, it has available early. It's already available with a code GIFT if you check out with $130. So I would imagine on the Lego store, it is probably any time now. All the videos I saw said the end of October. This is a swing and a miss for one simple reason. It's incredible. The set is so good. To me, this is where Lego gets it wrong because they miss the opportunity to sell the TV with these two, three scenes and then to sell the scenes separately. They never do this, but you should be able to buy, like, if I could have bought this TV and it came with The Lion King, the Disney logo, and Toy Story, but it was bigger, let's say twice the size it is now, then they could sell me Beauty and the Beast for another $30. They could sell me whatever, and they could sell these sets that slide into the TV separately.
Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah.
But they don't really do that. They don't really do add-ons that way. But I think it's a missed opportunity because this set's only 270 pieces and it doesn't have a ton of detail, but it is awesome. And I'll be honest, even if they sold additional sets for $10 for this, I would buy them. Like if I get Snow White for $10, it comes with a minifigure and a small scene, I would do it all day, every day. Like insert Disney franchise here and I would buy them. I would want them all. It's really, really cool and I'm excited and I'm going to figure out how to get it. I don't want to buy something off Disney, though. So,
right.
Hopefully that's not the only way you get that.
Right, the last one is the Northern Lights Diorama gift for purchase for $0785. This will require $150 like the previous sets in this line.
It's not my favorite, but I think it's the last one in that line.
Mm-hmm.
So, someone will do a a kit for that, though, and make it pretty cool. I think that pink and green will probably be lit from behind.
Yeah. Maybe some down here where the water's at or something underneath.
Yeah. But those don't interest me.
Well, that's all I had for this week. As usual, if you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. You can contact me on our socials at HoeEffinShow on Twitter / X or Instagram, HoeFnSHO or Game_Stitch. That was episode 660. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Bye, everybody.
Good night.